Recording in progress.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to our community conversation, August 23rd, on the Clean Water Act and finfish farming. Matt Cannon, he, him. I'm with the Maine chapter of the Sierra Club. I'm the State Conservation and Energy Director, and we greatly appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm going to introduce Jim Merkel, who will introduce the speakers, and then we'll get going. Thank you all for joining us.
Hi, everyone. I'm glad to see all you joining us for this great event. I'm really excited for it. The Maine Sierra Club has been in a bit of a quandary trying to understand how we can keep our waters clean in the coast of Maine. So with five big facilities, industrial facilities wanting to locate in Maine, if you add up the nitrogen output from all of them, you would look at 19 Portland City sewers of nitrogen going into Maine's waters. And it seems like they're getting permitted. That's a sewer for 60,000 people each. And, you know, there's no real look at the cumulative impacts. And even, you know, when I was talking to Dave Losey and other attorneys in Maine and asking, how are these things getting permitted? Do we need new laws? And he says, no, we have to reinforce the laws we have. And that's what led to this event. Dave says, we just got to enforce the laws we have, because right now they're not being enforced. And it's really a dire situation for Maine, which is our brand and everything about what we love and what Sierra Club is about, is to protect the beautiful shoreline and the whole state. But the shore is really, I think, threatened by these industrial facilities. So I'm really excited. I learned tonight that Charles and David have a history, and, you know, worked together for some years, and their kids know each other. So I'll introduce them both. But Dave Losey, he began his legal career in 1971, a year after Congress created the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and just a year before the Clean Water Act passed. And then he was a special counsel to Connecticut's legislature's environmental committee. And then he drafted some of the first environmental statutes there to help the state be compliant with the federal Clean Water Act. And then in 2004, he was appointed to an 8-year term on the U.S. Environmental Health Sciences Council. And there he worked on the potential for and prevention of bioterror and chemical warfare attacks following 9/11. And also he worked to look at possible environmental causes of breast cancer and other illnesses. And then David retired, and humorously unretired, as can happen here in the Central Coast. And but he does limit his practice to environmental compliance issues. And now he serves as a lead counsel to Upstream Watch, a very fantastic nonprofit that's out of Belfast, but they work in the Mid-Coast seeking restoration of rivers in the upper Mid-Coast region. And Dave also recently participated in Upstream's challenge to the application of Nordic Aquafarms to build a $500 million fish factory in Belfast and Northport. And I might as well just go ahead and introduce Charlie at the same time. And Charlie, after his undergrad at Harvard, he studied in Maine at University of Maine Law School, graduating in 79, and then clerked for three Maine justices, working his way from the north in Halton down to Bangor and then to Portland, a steady southern trajectory. And then in 1980, Charles took a job at the EPA's regional office in Boston, where he worked mainly on Clean Water Act enforcement and also Superfund law, including the cleanup of New Bedford Harbor and the related litigation. And in 1990, he took a job as a lawyer for the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, a new agency created for the cleanup of Boston Harbor. And there his work included enforcement of discharge permits issued to industrial dischargers. He retired in 2019. And now, since retirement, he and his wife, Marilyn, have been building a house in Islesboro, where they've had a lifelong connection. And he still is licensed to practice law. And he's been also assisting Upstream Watch in its appeal of Nordic Aquaculture's permits since they were issued in 2019. So I'm really excited to have both of you with us. And Dave, I think you'll kick it off, right?